Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
All right, Bob, let's talk super seniors as they continue to speak with the media this week. And I'm going to start by going back to last year, Bob. What did Boise State, in your opinion, get out of the super senior group this past season?
I think they got a decent amount. They had eight, really, that came to play. There were a couple that were going to come back, but that got hurt and didn't really, you know, factor into camp, to getting into the roster. Irwin didn't play, and neither did Jared Reed as far as getting on the field. Irwin quit, I think, right after spring or right before spring. So what I was thinking about is, how many super seniors are you going to get? And because it's based on a class, last year they basically had eight. This year they've got eight. So the next couple years that we're going to see this as the COVID classes trickle out, I think you're going to see about anywhere from seven to nine have the opportunity to play. So the quantity should be about the same. Last year's group produced four starters, and it also produced four backups. They had a first-team all-conference player in Ajuku, a second-team player in Noah, and then they had two guys of the four starters that were honorable mention in Tyreek Jones and Caleb Biggers. So of your four starters, all of them earned spots on the all-conference team, so I think that was something that you'd have to give a plus to the class last year. The four backups were squad players, didn't really produce compared to the starters, so you really hit, I think, on four last year.
Well, what do you think about this year's group of super seniors, Bob? They're going to get more or less out of them?
Well, I think it's going to be more this year as a group, because if you look at it, there's eight guys coming back. Last year, there were four guys that came back that were starters, and four ended up being starters. This year, seven of the eight guys have been starters, so I think there's more there. You have two guys that were on second-team all-conference last year, in Beresford and Schramm. And I think both of those guys should be as good or better. On offense, you've got two starting receivers back in Cobbs and Bowens. Last year, you had Cutter, who was a backup receiver. You have your starting tight end, Riley Smith, back. Last year, you had your backup tight end, Kurt Rafdahl, back. Now, here's the interesting one. You've got a first-team all-conference player, Ajuku, paired with a backup lineman in Farah that came back, versus two starters, Beresford and Curran, who probably don't have the pedigree, at least coming into the super senior year, of Ajuku, so maybe you get a wash at offensive line. And then on the defensive side of the ball, might be close. Noah and Jones were starters. Biggers was a starter. Obacheri was a backup. You've got Washington and Schramm, who have started on the defensive side of the ball. Hogan's is the only backup of the eight that's returning.
Bob Beeler, Bronco Focus. We're going down Boise State football super seniors. Eight of them coming back for the 2023 season. Super senior, by the way, somebody who gets a free year of eligibility based on COVID. And we got about two more years of this nonsense, guys. So keep the abacus handy as we play with this roster.
Before you ask me the question, I want to ask you guys, do you think, not just at Boise State, but across the country, there are like freshmen, redshirt freshmen, and sophomores that are disappointed when they see big lists of super seniors?
Yes.
Absolutely. They want to play.
Yeah.
And I'll even take it one step further. It's almost killed the junior college.
Ugh.
If you're playing football in junior college right now, there's 1% of you that are going to get a major time, major scholarship. And that used to be the transfer portal. Now it's almost non-existent. So that part's kind of sad as well. All right, Bob, let's focus on the eight Boise State has coming back. Who's going to be the breakout player, the one guy who exceeds what they've done in their career?
I kind of think it's going to be Steph Cobbs. We talked to him today. 29 catches for just shy of 400 yards last year, two touchdowns. Good season. But I think listening to him talk, listening to him, his focus, knowing what Boise State's offense has, knowing that he has a chance to be the number one receiver in a pretty good room, I think he's going to be the Zeke Noah, the guy that when you look at his numbers, assuming he stays healthy, I think he's the guy that's going to take the big step this year, the super senior.
I hope so. Only because I said that last year, and I was wrong, and I'd like to be wrong this year because I think he's a hell of a talent, and that'd be kind of fun to see. All right, Bob, I can't wait to hear your answer to this one. Who's going to be the best player out of this group?
If best player is defined at who is going to be a first-team all-conference player, my money's on Cade Beresford.
Okay.
He was a second-teamer last year. He's going to be a starting offensive lineman for one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league, that may produce 2,000-yard rushers, and if you're viewed as the best lineman on the team that has that kind of rushing totals, I don't think Green's going to get sacked a whole lot. My money's on Beresford, although I think with the seven starters that are returning, I think there'll be a lot of guys that are productive. But if you ask me to pick one that's going to get the best accolades, I'm going with Beresford.
It's tough to argue against Cade, right? He was a second-teamer already last year, and you think this year he's going to be one of the premier linemen in the league.
And I'm not saying Schramm or, you know, Washington or somebody couldn't do it or one of the receivers, but I don't know. There's just something about it. If you're the best offensive lineman on the best team in the league, you're probably going to be all-league.
Bob, we're interviewing Najee Smith in less than 10 minutes here on Idaho Sports Talk live. And, you know, Leon Rice, that's Najee being Najee. Yeah. You had him on the coach's show last night at 10 Barrel. Tell us a little bit about this. What should we get ready for with Najee Smith?
He's a great guy. A lot of fun. He's a guy that, you know, when he came here, came from the junior college, you know, I wasn't sure how much he was going to play. Played some the first year, played a lot as a backup last year, was the first sub, he and Max Rice off the bench, and I thought Boise State would not have won the league title without he and Max doing what they did off the bench. I wasn't sure that, you know, he'd have the chops scoring-wise to be a starter this year. He liked Max Rice, both guys, and they're guys that know each other from junior high. They played on a team together in junior high. Guys that have improved more and more every year and keep doing more and more. He's a tough guy to guard because he is so unorthodox.
What did you guys talk about away from basketball? Because he's got this personality. You guys, I mean, clothes this and jokes this. Everybody loves talking about him.
We didn't go too much on the clothes. I figured you guys could handle that today. We talked a lot about what it was like playing with Max Rice as like a 12-year-old and what those guys were like as 12-year-olds playing in the first time. And could you see yourself playing in college for Leon Rice? Because Leon was already the coach here at Boise State, and he said they kind of joked about it. So we kind of went back in the way back machine, kind of hitting about, you know, 10 years ago and how, you know, it was when they first got to know each other.
Bob, is this it for Najee? Does he have the COVID year? I know he played junior college when it was, I believe, the COVID year, the 19-20 season that they got back.
Max Rice does.
Yeah.
So I kind of think yes. I mean, I think that to me is one of the hardest things to figure out.
Oh, eligibility now in college sports? Me and Prater, we shake our heads every day. We don't freaking know what class anybody is. Or I mean, it doesn't even matter. Yeah, it's like, what?
I think so, but I'm not 100%.
I have to find that out. Maybe we will ask him. Who knows? He's coming on our program, Najee Smith. Yeah, Bob.
But I almost think maybe it's no, because if he played 2 years at the JUCO and he's played 3 years here, that's five. They're not going to let you play more than five. So now that I think about it, I think maybe he doesn't.
Well, maybe did he get the JUCO year back is what I was thinking. But yeah. All right, Bob. Najee Smith, Boise State swingman. He's going to lead off our number two. We'll talk NFL playoffs, and we'll give you a chance to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. All coming up. He's Prater. I'm Johnny. We're Idaho Sports Talk. You got yourself Prater in the ballgame.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 13.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.